The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Lee.
Tara?
Yeah, so those poor Harris staffers. Get this, the Harris staffers from her campaign, you know, yeah. She raises $1 billion and $20 million in debt, right? Trump raised $388 million. Beats her, handily.
Yeah.
She raises $1 billion, ends up somehow $20 million in debt, which is a metaphor for the entire Biden administration, their terrible handling of money and how broke it's made the American people, right?
And that's why you don't hear Democrats complaining about money in politics now.
Mm-mm. No, you don't, because they are the ones.
Yeah.
You know, and that's all Wall Street money. Yeah. That's fear money. That's Jamie Dimon money. That's, wow, please don't sick the SEC on me here. Have some cash. Just go away. You know? And their own donors don't even like them. I mean, in the end, Jamie Dimon is their chief Wall Street bundler, and he goes behind closed doors with powerful bankers, and he's like, we've got to defeat these people. And I'm like, well, you're raising money for them, though.
It almost sounds like a protection racket, doesn't it?
It is, but it's just like that. Nice business you have there. Be ashamed something
yes,
happened to
exactly.
it.
Exactly, yes. Like, you know, we pass the regulations to do away with it.
Right, exactly.
Or, you know, just take all these funds that you've collected and have been investing for retirees and just claim it's for the government now, and we'll manage it.
Yeah, well, manage. She can't manage Jack. She can't even manage her own campaign. Did you hear this? Her staffers were not paid for the final 2 weeks. It's true. The money was supposed to go into the account, and it hasn't appeared because there isn't.
So any. They missed payroll.
Harris Wall staffers, now unemployed, are reporting that they did not receive their last 2 weeks of pay, which was scheduled for direct deposit into their accounts on Friday.
Boy, I hate it when that happens.
Oh, should have voted Trump. Anyway, they're not the only ones who didn't get paid. Did you hear this? Alanis Morissette. We thought all these Hollywood stars were endorsing Her Highness.
Yeah.
No. She was paying them ungodly amounts of money. We'll start with Alanis Morissette, who was supposed to have this big concert for her as an endorsement. Now I'm going to put the word endorsement in air quotes.
Yeah.
Right? Because is it really endorsement if you pay them for it? I don't know. Here's Jesse Waters.
And $20 million went to their little concerts with Lady Gaga, Katy Perry, Christina Aguilera, Jon Bon Jovi, remember him? They even had to cancel a performance by Alanis Morissette because they were running low on cash. Isn't that ironic?
Which was one of her songs.
Right.
That was good, Jesse.
Yeah, that was good. The irony here then is that we thought these were like Hollywood people just endorsing her because they liked her.
Yeah.
No, she was paying them, including Oprah.
I'm glad you got to this. This is priceless.
$1 million to Oprah's Harpo Productions. That's her. I mean, it's just it's her company.
Yeah.
$1 million. So this is a billionaire. Okay, gets paid for the endorsement. And, you know, it makes sense now because Oprah was saying these deranged things. Like more deranged than she normally says, that sounded more like Kamala Harris or Democrat Party talking points and less like Oprah. Remember when Oprah said this? Now we know why she got paid.
If we don't show up tomorrow, it is entirely possible that we will not have the opportunity to ever cast a ballot again. If we don't show up tomorrow,
yeah. So we may not have another, which is ridiculous. I mean, that's a joke. But I guess that's the part of what she had to do for the $1 million.
Yeah, and you know, obviously, they were claiming, "Oh, well, this is for production cost." I'm sorry, when you own a television production company and you're Oprah Winfrey, it's not going to cost you $1 million to bring a candidate on a set in a fake town hall setting and do a you know, so-called endorsement for her.
Yeah.
So I mean, they're just, you know, it's funneling money into her, you know, company there. It's fine. That's what they do.
Meanwhile, loving this Tom Homan pick. He's going to be the border czar in, you know, responsible for deportations.
Yeah, liberal tears are already being shed about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, let me remind you who we're deporting here, because I saved this just for this moment. Fox News. This is from October 3rd, 2024. Headline, over 1.7 million migrants who could pose national security risk arrived in the U.S. during the Biden administration. So remember, because we were just, we didn't have time to check them. We were just churning them out with notices to appear and just letting them go. And we know that because they come from countries of national security concern. So countries that we were not letting them in from, even over the border under Obama. So we can start with them. We have the 663,000 convicted criminals, including among them the 13,000 illegals convicted of murder and 15,000 convicted of rape. We could start there, right?
Good place to start, yeah.
Yeah. So we have plenty of people. The left is already screaming about losing their precious future voters, but look at who Trump is talking about Homan deporting here. And again, Homan is, I love how he's using him here, not just because he's been head of the Border Patrol before. He's been, you know, he has had positions within ICE, but this is a comprehensive position to make sure he's going to handle the deportations good. Trump is going to start with the more than a million people who have already have judges' deportation orders. Okay. So what is Trump doing here? He's mean. No, he's enforcing federal law. No. If you don't like it, change federal law.
Right. Exactly.
It's the existing federal law. You, yes. Democrats, you were in charge. You've been in charge for what, two of the last 4 years of Congress? Why didn't you change it?
Right.
You didn't? Okay. He's enforcing federal law. It's 1.1 million have judges' deportation orders. They're just wandering around because Her Highness and Joe neglected to have them deported. In fact, they wouldn't let most of them be deported. You had to have a serious criminal record before they would deport you, even with judges' orders. So we'll get rid of them right off the
top. So they're not. So they didn't do what a judge had ordered them to do,
exactly.
Which any other time, they're expecting people to follow what judges say. Aren't
right.
they?
Oh, yes, yes. Law applies to everyone.
Oh, absolutely.
Yep, we're told
that. No one's above the law, are they?
Nope. No. So we're going to start with them. And then the 663,000 with the criminal histories are not eligible for citizenship. And so they will be deported next. So we do this. That's 2 million right there. I mean, we do this all day long. So this idea of, oh, no, these poor, downtrodden immigrants, they're not immigrants. They're illegal immigrants. Immigrants are the people coming in the front door. Nobody's sending them home.
Yeah.
That's not a thing. So the teeth gnashing has already begun here by the left.
Well, it's because they always misrepresent the facts,
yeah.
and twist them around to make it appear as if something is happening that is not happening.
Right. And there, you know what, you're going to start to see stories about some poor little girl whose mom's going to be deported or something. That's not where they're starting. These are people who do not qualify to be here and have deportation orders, and they should have been deported years ago, is kind of where we are. So meanwhile, these black and Hispanic numbers for Trump are unbelievable.
Yes, they are.
Again, Trump got 24% of the black male vote. That is devastating. For comparison, he got 12% in 2020. He doubled it.
Which is exactly what you were talking about well before this election, when those polls started coming in that were showing, you know, that Trump was picking up support with the Hispanic community, with black males,
yep.
predominantly. You talked about this a long time ago, and you said, if this holds up, we're looking at a Trump victory.
Yeah.
And we did.
We're getting more numbers in over the weekend because a lot of the votes were finalized. 47% of the Hispanic vote, that's an all-time high, up from 38% in 2020. So these are massively expanding margins here. And again, I want to bottom line this for our side. Why do we do this? Because Trump's a great guy. Well, yeah, but no. No, it doesn't matter how great Trump is or even what his message is if nobody hears it. We were totally censored in 2020.
Yep.
This election, we were back in the town square, able to debate despite the FBI's best efforts. And when we are allowed to debate and present our side without being censored, we will win the vast majority of the time because we just make more sense. And they can't stop it. It's about to get worse because they can't stop free speech now. They have a problem. Worse yet, inside FBI headquarters, they are absolutely terrified, I'm pleased to report, Lee. I'll have that story coming up.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.